what is the karma, connection of karma to our future lives, future stations? So the body is like a vehicle. And now, if you are going, say if you are going on a cross-country journey, and then you have a particular, we have a particular vehicle for say 12 hours. After that, we have to change the vehicle. Now, when we change the vehicle, which vehicle will we take? That will depend on two things. One is our preference. Second is our budget. So similarly, the body that we get in our next life is determined first by our preference, what our desires are, what our level of consciousness is, what is it that we wish to do. And then secondly, it is based on our karmic budget. So the kind of karma we do in our life, that and the kind of desires that we cultivate, both of them determine our next body. And another example could be that the body is like a house for the soul. So the body is like a house, but it is like a rented house. We are tenants in this house. We are not the owners. And people who are living in a rented house, one of their fondest aspirations is to have their own house. Because rented house, we have to go anytime out of it. Our own house, it's our own house, we can stay. So like that, we have, we as souls have been going through many lifetimes and we have been on the journey of spiritual evolution. So every house that we get, it's a temporary house. But in this house, in the present house that we have, we can get a permanent house. If as long as we love the temporary, we have to get a temporary instrument for pursuing that love. If we love worldly things, then we will get a material body to pursue our love for those worldly things. But if we learn to love the eternal, if we devote ourselves to God, then that devotion can transport us to the eternal realm. Now, when we learn to love God more than we love the world, then God takes us out of this material world and takes us to the eternal abode, where we get an eternal body, where we live eternally. So reincarnation is a process, you go one life, next life, next life. But reincarnation culminates in liberation, where you get out of the cycle. So in our present body, if we learn to love the eternal, if we learn to love God more than we love the world, then we get out of the cycle and attain eternal life. Does that answer your question?